Welcome to the Natcha Healing Show. Keep it Natcha with the Natcha Healing Show.
And go. Hello, you are listening to the Natural Healing Show for UK Health Radio. I'm your host, Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Now, our guest today is the one and only Linda Howe. Linda Howe is an internationally recognized expert about the Akashic Records, and we're going to be talking with her today about her new book, The Heart of the Akashic Records Revealed. Welcome, Linda Howe.
Oh, thank you so much for having me today. It's just wonderful to be with you.
And Linda Howe, we want to give everybody your website. Will you share with everybody your website?
Well, of course, and come to my website. It's lindahowe.com.
Very complicated. All right. So, Linda Howe, what exactly are the Akashic Records?
Aha! I love it. Let's start at the beginning, right? So here's what they are, most simply. You know, this is a topic I've talked about for 5 days at a stretch, so I'll try to keep it brief. The Akashic Record is a vibrational archive of every soul and its journey as human. What that means is this: because it's vibrational, we can't see it, right? We never see it with our human eye or even our strong eye. Okay, so it's vibrational, but we can sense it. We can feel it. And it's an archive. So it's a collection of every soul. So what this means is, you know, you and I are in all of our friends and all the people we don't like very much. It actually requires every human being that has ever existed or ever will exist to be included. And finally, the Akashic Record holds the archive. It is the archive, the collection of all souls and their journey as human. So what this means is that we certainly may have had lifetimes in other dimensions, other galaxies. That's highly, of course, but the Akashic Record does not address that. The Akashic Record talks, it's related to the Earth. It's like the invisible, energetic correspondent to planetary life. So if, let's say you were from another, the Pleiades or something, you're from another galaxy, that may certainly be true, but that information is not in the records. So we want to know what it is so that we can make good use of it. So that's the shortest explanation.
Great job. Now, Linda Howe, what is the pathway prayer to access the heart of the Akashic Records? And is your method of accessing our Akashic Records different from other methods?
Okay. You know, this is an interesting question because I don't use other methods. So I don't really have too much to say about them other than, I don't know, try them out. But here's what I do know. I know that in 1994, I came into the records in the sacred prayer tradition. The prayer that I worked with from 1994 until about 2000 took me into like a very emotionally remote dimension within the Akashic field. Okay. It was very interesting, of course. However, I happen to be very emotional, and so are my clients. And it was terrible. So I made the prayer, is there a way? So what happens is I received the Pathway Prayer Process in 2001. I have been working with it ever since and have taught people globally. It's fascinating because it's conscious, responsible, and deliberate. Okay. What it does is in using the prayer, it takes us into the heart of the Akasha, the emotional, it's like the emotional crossroads of this energy body. So when we talk about the record, you know, it's not a deity. I've had people say, oh, I prayed to the records. I'm like, oh, don't bother. Do you know, because it's right. It's not a deity. It's not a religion. It is a field of really pure light energy. Akasha means, you know, primary substance, that from which all things are formed. So this field is where we can find all kinds of things. But going into the heart of the record is where most human beings discover for themselves the intersecting zone of their heart, of course, their emotions, their thinking, the mind, and their will, the actions they've taken, not only this lifetime, but other lifetimes. Now, here's the thing about this that I think is fascinating. Prior to this, prior to using this prayer, I know I had bumped into the record before. And almost everyone who comes to classes, reads the book, everyone has bumped into it. But it's very random. And we have no authority, or I guess the word right now is agency, but we don't have it. We can't, like, how do I get there? And so using this prayer is like the fast track. It causes a very subtle shift in our awareness so that we can experience a perceptual shift and make contact, more conscious connection. Most everyone, you know, everyone has contact with their own soul. It's just not always so conscious, right? Using the prayer puts us in them. It strengthens our conscious connection. The other thing I just have to tell you, I just thought of this, and I think this is really, it's been really helpful for me to understand that the record is not the source. People say, I want to go to the source. Well, don't we all? Okay, yes, of course you do. But the Akashic record is not the source. However, what it is the energetic connective tissue from the soul to the source. Okay, so it's that dimension that is so pure and so clear that the truths embedded in our soul bubble up inside of us, right? I have a friend who used to say, Linda, 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 the truth is within. Now, you and I both know that, Catherine. The problem was I couldn't always get to it. But see, when I move into the record, I have a shift in my awareness sufficient. I'm not out of it. I remember everything, but the shift is sufficient to register these impressions and to begin to describe what, you know, it's not a hard science. I like to think of it as a soft science. It's not even really a science, but it's soft. And so, you know, we know that energy moves on the formed word. And so as we describe what it seems like, the energy moves. We don't even, if we're right, it gets stronger. If we're wrong, it gets weaker. So that's basically, I don't even know, oh, this business about the pathway prayer. So the prayer that I use, that I teach it globally. I have a, you know, I work with a lot of people in China and Russia, which is very exciting to me. I mean, people all over the world. So the prayer is very effective, no matter who we are or where we are, right? No matter our station in life. It's really, which is very exciting, right? It's very new. So does that answer your question?
Thank you. Now, you know, if I think about asking a question, uh-huh. If I ask a friend, a question, I might get one answer. And if I ask my mother a question, I get another answer. And if I ask my father, I get another answer. How is the information we receive from accessing our Akashic records different from guidance we may receive from our angels?
Okay. The big difference is this. When we work with angels and spirit guides, are they wonderful? Yes. Do we love them? Of course. However, they are, we know them by their individual identities, right? So if I'm working with, let's say, Michael or Gabriel or any one of the archangels, right? Each one of these angels, first of all, they have an individual identity. They have a name. They have stuff, usually cool stuff. The same thing with spirit guides, right? Guides are like this as well. What happens is in the Akashic record, the beings of light who assist us work in a group. So if you and I, let's say we're floating around and we've been angels for a few thousand years, and we decide we want to help out in the Akashic record. So what happens is upon our entry into this realm as like guardians or keepers like that, we are required to relinquish our individual identity. So I'm no longer Linda. You're no longer Catherine. So that when a person comes into their records, we work in a group to support them as opposed to one angel. And what seems to be the case for human beings, because we're very interesting creatures, as you know, is that when human beings work with angels and guides, the work becomes about the spirit helper rather than that person. And the more we work in the record, the work is about, it's not about the record. It's about us. It's about who we are and who we are becoming. And so directionally, it's different. Now, all of that to say, I have many students who come to classes. This is hilarious. And they are in the class because their angel told them to be there. Right? But see, what seems to happen to a person, this is to a person, is that the angel will escort a person, or a spirit guide, can be either one, will escort the individual into the record and kind of wait in the vestibule until that individual gets more comfortable in that dimension and then depart. What happens a lot, this is so interesting, is that the information in the beginning is qualitatively very similar. However, the deeper we go into the record, the more, it's not just the information, it's the energy, it's the altitude of awareness, the consciousness, right? So a person can say, you know, I love you. And it's like, oh, that's nice. And you kind of, it's like, it's a nice feeling, but it's not like, boom. But another one can come along in deep love and say, I love you. And the energy we find ourselves awash in the energy of being loved. That is the difference. The words can be the same, but I want to call it the punch. The energetic punch is much stronger the deeper we go in the record. I like to think that the angels and the spirit guides live, this is so terrible, but they're living on the front lawn. And when we go into the record, it's a mansion, right? And we're a little nervous about this. So we get escorted in. And then when we are more comfortable, the guide will leave. and go back out to the front lawn and look for their next person.
And with that, let's take a break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. And we'll be right back with Linda Howe, author of The Art of the Heart of the Akashic Records Revealed.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Apples and pears, beef and skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
The station that makes you feel good.
Linda Howe, author of The Heart of the Akashic Records Revealed, what kind of information do people typically receive when accessing our Akashic Records?
So here's how this goes. Okay. We know that everything is in the record, right? Every thought, every feeling, every action for who we are, the entire soul's journey. So that's from the beginning till the end of time. You know, that's a lot of information. That's bigger than any, that's bigger than Macy's. Let's face it. This is huge. However, what will connect us with useful information are the questions we have about our human experience in life right now. Because the question, the more alive the question, the more alive the answer. Now, what's fascinating is sometimes people come in and they have questions. Here's the thing. If someone comes in and says, I just want to know what the records say about me. Well, it's time to grow up and take some responsibility. What do you, the person, want to know about? Why would someone come for a reading? It's often my question. Why did you even make this appointment? Right? Because then we get to the real question, and that's where the juice is. So it can turn out, here's the thing. It can be someone is having difficulty with parenting, with partnering, right? Whether the partners are like romantic relationships, you know, spouses like this, or even business associates or bosses or employees. I mean, so, you know, everything's about relationships. So it's all about, you know, what are the challenges we're facing? The other thing that we see is it's also if someone comes in and they have a health concern, we can look at that from the perspective of the record. Now, the record doesn't cure anything. It doesn't change things. But what it does, working in the record, you know, it's a space of unconditional love because it's spiritual. And in this space, it is safe and easier to recognize the true nature of the distress and the causes, whether the cause, because there's no, right, whether the cause is from this lifetime, which because, you know, I mean, we live in an accelerated time, right? And there's a lot of garbage out there, but that's all right, because sometimes the causes are from this life, sometimes they're from 700 years ago, do you know, makes, from a record standpoint, it just doesn't matter. right? What matters is that we're open to recognize the truth, take responsibility. Like, I love, you know, I have a son, and my son is 29, and he is adorable. He's getting married in October. I am so excited. I could just, you know, anyway. And the girl is perfect. You know, it's really wonderful. But here's my challenge raising this guy. He's very creative. And the whole time he was a little boy, I mean, up until recently, actually, I would go into my record and my question was like, how do I get him to do X, Y, and Z? And the record would be, oh, no, that's, you don't have any authority there. How do, right, what's my part? How am I contributing? How can I support? How can I encourage him and not shut him down or turn him into a criminal? You know, I mean, we all love self-expression, but come on, let's stop at the stop signs. So the record will do, will always put the attention back on the person asking to look at their part. And the thing that's great about the record, it's a dimension of unconditional love, kindness, respect, like that. And so whatever we do, there's no condemnation. Like there's no, you know, somebody lurking behind a curtain laughing at us. There's none of that. It's like, well, of course you did that. Given where you were in life, of course you did that. So when we're in the record, we look for the valid reasons we made the choices we did. Because every one of us, you know, we only make positive, the only kind of choice we can make is the best one at the time. Nobody says, oh, that's a great choice. Forget it. I'm not doing it. I'm going to do this other one because I want to ruin my life. No, no one ever does. Now, listen, just because it turns out that the job, the spouse, the living situation go to the dogs, but that's, these things happen. But when we look at the point of origin, every selection we make is really to empower us to experience more love and then to share it with others. Otherwise, we'd make another choice. I haven't met a stupid person yet.
So Linda Howe, let's talk about the power of questions. So I'm going to use the analogy with my work as a medical intuitive healer. Sometimes people want a general healing and that a general medical intuitive reading, and that's fine. And I can sit there for 2 hours and tell you everything that's wrong with you, you know, and I'm joking, you know, at which point, you know, you're just going to be reduced to tears. What's the point, right? Okay. What I find more interesting and actually more helpful, let's say you are, you're having trouble getting pregnant. Well, it's like, what are the root causes of that? Or you have digestive problems, or you can't sleep, or you've been trying for 20 years to get well, and what are the payoffs? So I like to be practical and very practical. Oh. I work with what I refer to as actual humans, as opposed to the ones in the textbooks who are perfect and do everything you tell them and are willing to go on weird.
You and I see the same people.
Yes, actual humans, right?
All right, with real issues and lives.
Yeah. So to me, when I'm doing a medical intuitive reading, I like to be practically focused and focus on questions that they're able to wrap their head around, right? Not everybody's going to be willing to go on a special diet. Not everybody's going to be willing to make all these changes. So what are the changes? It's critical point analysis. What are the changes this actual human is going to be capable of making at this time, right? So when it comes to the record, what are the best kinds of questions we should be asking? The most helpful kind of questions when we're in the records.
Okay. This is interesting, right? I have to laugh. I love what you're saying. What I have found to make the most positive difference in the shortest amount of time, right? because we don't have that much time. I mean, whatever we have what we have. But here's the thing. So if you come for a reading and you are having difficulty with, I don't know, some health situation, okay? And you want to get to the bottom of it. Well, actually, what you want is to feel better. And you're very desperate. You're like on the edge of your seat. Okay. I'm going to go into your records and I'm going to say, Catherine has whatever you have, right? A stomachache. What is the positive? First of all, where did it start? So we find out that perhaps, not this life, perhaps, I don't know, not that long ago, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, you ate something that was bad and you were very sick. Okay. Now, I'm in your record. I have this sense that you don't feel, you're like, oh boy, right? Now, here's the thing. From an Akashic perspective, we recognize you have carried this stomach ache because it was really helpful to you at the beginning. So I'm going to ask in your records, what is the valid reason? Because you are not a nitwit. What is the valid reason for this stomach ache? Well, we find out, had you continued to eat the food, whatever it was, the meat or something is funky, right? Had you continued to eat that, you would have gotten sick like everybody else in your community and died. But you were like, man, I'm just going to eat what? Bread or rice or something, right? I'm just going to have broth. Thank you very much. And what that did is that saved your life. The problem is your consciousness is back there and your body is here. So what we want to do, okay, first of all, we're aware you have an issue. We want to accept the reality. Your stomach is terrible and all you can do is eat broth. Well, that's the way it is. And there's a good reason for that. At this point, our shift in awareness is that we appreciate, right? See, when I get, I'm like, Catherine, you are a genius because you could have died like many times over. And it turns out not eating saved your life. That stomach ache saved you. And you're a little confused. So when you make peace, okay, when you really accept who you were and you can appreciate the choices you made in that time and place, then acceptance facilitates release. When we accept the reality, you have a stomach ache. It's the way it is. It is not a moral issue. It's just a stomach ache. When you accept that, all the scaffolding falls apart, right? When you recognize the reason you have it, it's a good reason. You're really kind of a whiz. Then we can move into action. Now, what I often look for is the level of desperation in the person I'm working with. Because someone can come in with a stomach ache, but you know, they just want to drink chamomile tea. They're like, that's all I'm going to do, and you can jump in the lake. But see, it may be that there are other strategies that could really be helpful for you, right? And this is the point at which, and I pay attention. If I say to you, I don't know, let's start with oatmeal and work our way up. And you're like, no, no. I say, I got it. But if you're like, oh, that's interesting. Yeah, I'll try that. Then I know I will go until you say no. And the guidance is from the record because I don't know. I'm no nutritionist. What do I know? Right. I mean, I still drink decaf coffee and I'm sure they're going to come out with some warning on that any minute. But in the meantime, but do you understand? This is how this goes. So even though the past, the present, and the future are all equally available, they are not all helpful right now. when people have too much information, they just stand there frozen, like, ah! But if we can discover why are you here? How would you like me to help you? You know, and then we have the conversation. Do you know what else I think is so interesting? I had a woman come. This was so cool. And she was upset about her marriage. Okay. She'd been with this guy. He was her soulmate. She loved him. It was great. It was love shack for many years. And then what happened was the whole thing started to go south. And she was upset. And I kept getting in the records. And I ask her about what she does. So I say to her, what do you do other than, you know, be married to this guy? Well, it turns out she's an artist. Mm-hmm. And when she met this man, she was very involved in her art. And she was very fulfilled by doing her art in that certain way, right? That only artists, right? It's a certain relationship they have. Well, lo and behold, over a period of years, like maybe 5 years, she stopped going to her studio. So even though it looked like she had a relationship problem, the real problem was with her creativity. And so she started, the prescription was go back to the studio 3 times a week. And she did. And you know, her marriage improved.
Yeah, great insight. And with that, let's take another break and listen to a message from one of our commercial sponsors here at UK Health Radio. And we'll be right back with Linda Howe, author of The Heart of the Akashic Record.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living. We've been doing this for over 40 years. Every year, more and more people are living satisfying lives completely cruelty-free. Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
Linda Howe, our author of The Heart of the Akashic Records, revealed, what is our Akashic destiny? And is that any different from our soul's purpose?
Yes, it's different, but they're related. Okay, so here's what this is. Our Akashic destiny is from the word destination. And so what that indicates is the place of our arrival. Where will we land given who we are as people, given all of these factors, where will we land? And that's our destiny. Our destiny is encoded into the imprint of our soul. It's fixed. It's not changing. Destiny. The other thing that's important about our destiny is that it spans our countless incarnations. Okay. Then within each lifetime, we have soul's purposes. Now, soul's purposes are the unique individual ways which we activate and really like unleash that infinite love within ourselves. And then we share it with others. So our soul's purposes are different in different incarnations. See, I'm sure, like, I love ice skating. A couple of years ago, actually 2 years ago, I had a terrible fall and a terrible injury. Okay, my career is over. Not that I was ever that great of a skater, but I loved it, right? Now listen, no one in my family skates. I think, what the heck is this? I really have come to understand that in a prior life, I was a skater because I love it. Okay, it's all so we see that soul's purposes can be carried through, but they really, I will not be a professional skater, an Olympic skater. It's just not going to happen. It's well, especially at this point in the story. Okay, now the soul's purposes contribute to our ultimate destiny. So when I'm engaged in activities or I have the attitudes, the approach of unconditional love, what happens is it's like I'm building a path with bricks. That's my destiny. And it connects lifetime to lifetime to lifetime. Okay. And what the bricks are made of are my soul's purposes. And that's the relationship of those two. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Now, what are your fundamental principles for healing in the Akashic Records? Because so many of us can go into judgment, right? Like
Oh.
this is, so at the ego mind level, we'll go, that's a bad person. Or that, we'll, the ego level is just full of labels. And we go,
Oh, it really is. And it's so entertaining. And if it was helpful, I would say, let's go. But it's not. It's like it stops us. So from an Akashic perspective, okay, this came as a shock to me, as you can imagine. There are no bad people. There's no, it's not dual, it's a unified field. So it's not dualistic, good, bad, right, wrong, like that. Nah. There are, however, varying degrees of individual ability to receive and express love, to experience and express love. Okay, so that's one thing. There are no, all people are good fundamentally. The next thing is every choice, every selection that anyone ever makes is based on an innate desire to expand our sense of feeling loved and safe. Now, the problem with this is that, like, if we take somebody like Hitler, here's the problem. Did he have bad behavior? Yes, terrible behavior. However, in his heart of hearts, he believed that if he could just destroy these populations, he would feel better. This was motivated by his erroneous understanding, but it was motivated by this deep desire to feel loved and safe in the world. And so the only time human beings harm one another is when it's seems like such a good idea. Like, oh, great, I'm going to kill my spouse because, oh, then it'll be quiet in the house, whatever the heck it is, right? This is what no one ever consciously says, I'm going to be terrible just for fun. If their behavior is what we call negative, harmful, really harmful behavior, it's because somewhere deep inside they have the misunderstanding, but it's an understanding, right? That taking this action will make them feel loved and safe. That is primary in the records. And once we get that, do you know what the other thing is? This blew my mind. Every human being in existence has been a victim. It's what has happened on the planet. I mean, what are we going to do? So people come there like, I'm not going to be a victim. I'm like, okay, great. Good luck. Let me know how that goes. Because everybody, this is the human, it's part of the human journey. And what I discovered, this blew my mind in my own records, because I went in, because I didn't want to be a victim. Oh, I was mad. I didn't want to be a victim of my family and this and that. So I go into my records and I'm like, what about this victim stuff? And lo and behold, the understanding that's presented to me is that until I accept and appreciate myself for being a victim, I cannot transcend it. They, you know, restored my hair color. No, I'm serious. It blew my mind. So until we accept that we've been victims, it's legitimate. And say, oh my God, I've been a victim. We're not saying, oh, it's good, it's bad. We're just saying it's really what happened.
But I find, Linda, how when I'm doing my medical intuitive readings, that often the people that we view as our biggest perpetrators, like the most evil, awful people in our lives, on a soul level, they're actually our best friends. They're the ones for whom, you know, that cause our spiritual growth, that cause us to go to therapy, that cause us to do the deep inner work, who awaken, you know, right? Who awaken our strength, who teach us how to forgive, who teach us how to love, who teach us what's actually super important in our lives.
You know, that is really, that's so good because, and it's confusing. Right? It does not make sense. It doesn't make sense. See, I want to learn about love through people who love me. I don't want to have to learn about love from bumping into people who are schmucks. Right? I'm like, wait a minute. Because the opportunity is to discover that the person who is loving in any situation is me.
So I think what you and I are both talking about in both my work as a medical intuitive healer and your work as an Akashic Record reader is there is no judgment.
No judgment, no.
And you have to learn to see things from this larger perspective.
But you know what? This is, you're right. It's the learning and the growing, right? It's growing into that perspective. It's an altitude of awareness. Growing into it. Nobody, I have to tell you, for many years I would go into the record and I thought, this record is just too nice to me. You know, I was waiting for someone to like punch me in the nose or tell me I was a knucklehead, and that never happened. And after a few years of this, it occurred to me, this was the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
The teaching is that from a spiritual point of view, no, you can do no wrong.
Mm.
No judgment, right? So it's all that same awareness. But this is a new idea. Listen, you know this. It's a new idea for human beings. Our religions are based on it. Our governments are based on it. Our banking is based on it. Everything is based on good guy, bad guy. Good decisions, bad decisions. And the true spiritual understanding is that whether we like it or not, there's a place for everything. And we're all on a growth continuum.
The way I like to explain it is that it's all one vibration. But within that one private vibration, there's pepper and there's salt. And when I need salt, I don't need pepper.
Right? That's right. That's great. That's great. Yeah. That's really interesting. Yeah, I have to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Different vibrations. Now, right. How can we use our Akashic records to release limiting patterns?
Ah. The key, if there is a key, the key is to look in the record and discover the valid reason we have this pattern. Okay, once that is achieved, recognized, acceptance facilitates release. As human beings, we are creatures that love to understand. And if something seems like a bad idea, there's going to be no understanding. And so what we're looking at is, what was the good reason that I have this pattern? I had this was so great. A few years back, I had a situation and my pattern was this. I had this idea that if I spoke up for myself, I would get killed. Okay, now listen, that's a little crazy because no one's ever held a gun to my head. Do you understand? This is, but the feeling, I was like, okay. I looked around me. I have five sisters. I have mother, blah, blah, blah. All these women around me, the sisters, the aunts, the grandmothers, they all seem to do the same thing. I'm like, well, so now I'm mad at them. Anyway, I go into my record and I ask, what? And I'm mad about it, right? What the heck is this? Blah, blah, blah. I want some good role models, whatever. I go into the record and I ask, what the heck is this? And when did it start? Here's what I get. I have this awareness of myself. I am a little girl. I am holding on to a woman's dress, like house dress. Okay. It's my mother. We are in some tragic, some hut, like in Poland or someplace. There is a war. There are about five kids. There is no father. And there are soldiers in the house with guns. And my mother is mouthing off to the soldiers, because my mother, she's going to protect her kids, right? She's like, rah, 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 get out of here. And the soldier says, if you don't shut up, I'm going to have to kill you. My mother, of course, doesn't care. I mean, he's like 18. And with this, he shoots her. Okay? And she dies. In that moment, I made this decision that if I spoke up, it was very dangerous and I would probably get killed. Now, at the time, that was a great idea. And I went on to teach that to my children and my children's children. And I wake up in this life. And you know, Catherine, we are our own ancestors. So I wake up in this life. I'm like, whoa, that's so when I was like, instead of being mad at everybody, and looking for like a good role model, I was like, gosh, that saved my life. Game changer. So acceptance facilitates release. That is the number one key. And from there, but then I had to learn how. Because, spiritual shift is terrific, but sometimes we don't have the skills, right? We have to learn skills. So I had to learn through trial and error, how to speak up for myself appropriately. It's just something to, we're always learning something. So that's how, but that's this business with limiting patterns. There's always a very good reason for our unfortunate behaviors.
Yeah, great, great story. And I could tell similar stories for my own life. For example, and I'll just say this briefly, I remember I realized that I was one of the soldiers who persecuted Christ. And when I realized what I had done, I poisoned myself. And that was the root of my digestive problems.
Of course.
Exactly. And I could go on to tell other stories, right? And it's like, oh, that's how it started. That's the why. Okay. So how do we unwind those patterns? Now, Linda, how can we use our Akashic records to reconcile past lives? Because you and I are talking about the same thing.
Right, right. So here's how this goes. From an Akashic perspective, the record is not a fishing pond of past lives. But past lives, when they address an issue we currently face, they will come in very clear. Okay. So what happens is this, I recognize that whatever it was 400 years ago, as a little girl, I made a decision. So instead of being mad at myself, mad at that little girl, I get the privilege of embracing that part of myself. Because see, any past lives that are unresolved are simply self-rejection throughout time. And so the idea is not to send light to the soldiers or my mother, whatever. Don't worry about them. The idea, right? Because everybody's on their own. The idea is to embrace that part of myself. From an Akashic standpoint, the purpose of the soul's journey as human is to grow into unconditional self-love. Mm. Okay, so that means very heavy, very tall order, I must say. That means that I have the opportunity to accept and appreciate myself no matter what, no matter what I've done, no matter what I haven't done. So that's how that works. Does that, it's fascinating how it works. The other thing is, once a past life, once we make peace with ourselves for, you know, decisions we made and things we could do or not do, once we do that, usually within a couple of days, we don't even think about the past life anymore. It's over. It's gone. We are no longer triggered by the behavior or any of the people who are associated with it.
Great information. And I do agree that when we really understand, you know, why we did that, like when I understood what happened to me and drinking the poison, once I realized that I had helped to persecute Christ, it was like, that was the root of my depression. That was the root of my digestive disorders. How can I forgive myself? How can I learn to be more self-accepting of all of my mistakes, no matter how huge they are, right?
Right.
So Linda, how, any final thoughts for our audience?
Well, there's really, I'm thinking of two things. One is that, you know, we can't rewrite our own Akashic record or anybody else's for that matter. But there's no reason to. When there's no judgment, everything that we've ever done or haven't done is for a very good reason. So the more we can give ourselves a chance and understand these things, the faster our growth. This is a spiritual resource. It is not psychic. You don't have to be psychic. You have to be willing to love yourself and others more than ever before. That's what spiritual is. Finally, you know, I want to say, you know, in all my classes, what we do is we always start with working in our own records and having experiences for ourselves. And people are, you know, like, what's that about? Well, the idea is this. The law of the universe is that we can only give away what we have. And so if we have some sense of it, we will naturally share it. And that's why we do that.
You've been listening to The Natural Healing Show with you for UK Health Radio. I'm Catherine Kerrigan, medical intuitive healer, Amazon number one bestselling author. You can find out more about me and my work at CatherineKerrigan.com and UnlimitedEnergyNow.com. While you're there, definitely sign up for my newsletter so you can learn even more about how you can heal yourself naturally. Our guest today has been the one and only Linda Howe. You can find out more about her wonderful work at lindahowe.com and also read her new book, The Heart of the Akashic Records Revealed. Thank you so much for listening. And when you learn to love and accept yourself naturally, you heal yourself at very deep levels. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for listening to The Natural Healing Show. Keep it natural with The Natural Healing Show.